Good morning, everybody. This is S99.4, the Science Channel. Well, earlier today, I was talking about how bad oil is and why we should not use it. But I never said anything about, well, what's a good replacement. The best solution, I believe, and so do the scientists believe here at SBBL, here at 99.4, is solar power. Well, according to scientists here, for solar power is the best because of all of the power use we could use from the sun. The sun is reusable, so the best thing to use is the sun. We can never run out of solar. Anyway, using solar power can be a problem at times because you do need a lot of them, but the advantage of solar power is that you could just put it anywhere and the sun will give off rays. The problem is that we need a lot of panels in one place to produce so much power for that electrical item. In order to do this, you must be able to order a lot, which may cost a lot of money for solar panels. We need to be able to be perfect for everything on this. Now, of course, you know, this project is not perfect, but the panels need to be there. We need to be able to have the panels. That's the most important thing. Anything that we do, we need those panels to produce sun. Well, let me describe to you what happens, how solar energy could possibly work. Well, solar power uses the sun, as you may know, which is a resource that will never run out. Like I said before, what happens is that the sun uses its rays into the solar cells known as photoaphitic cells to power every single thing that you need to be powered by. So this is really just a great experiment to use. It's a smart thing to do, and it's a really great, powerful thing to use. I mean, it's great. So with that being said, how much I enjoy solar power and how much we should use it, I think that I should leave you to a little break, and we'll come back later. And when we come back, I'm gonna have Albert Einstein's great-grandson talking about how much he loves his great-great-grandfather. Thank you. That is all for solar power here at S99.4.